Sin was fighting with one hand tied behind his back and three nasty chest wounds, while Deimos could draw from the power of the entire Greek pantheon to kill him. It was one of the many benefits bestowed on the Furies and their children. And though Sin might deserve to die, he didn't deserve death like this. Not after what they'd done to him, and not if what he said was true. They would need him to fight the demons of his own pantheon. "Sorry, Matasara." Cat barely registered the confusion on Artemis's face before she ran at Sin. He was against the wall, fighting, while Deimos was pulling out his sword to finish him off. Cat grabbed Sin from the side and flashed them from his apartment to her own place in Colossus. They landed in a pile of twisted limbs in the center of her dark living room. Sin hissed before he pushed her away. Cat didn't go far. He was bleeding profusely, but what concerned her was the gaping wound his dagger had left. If he were mortal, that would have been fatal to him, and it was probably causing him enough pain right now that he was wishing it was. She scooted herself toward him. "You need to be tended." He glared at her.
"Where are we? What did you do?"
"I kept you from dying." He pushed her hand away from his wound.
"Oh, believe me, I could have held my own."
Cat sat back on her legs. "Yeah, you were doing a real bang-up job of it. I particularly liked the way you were bruising his fists with your face. A few minutes more, and I'm sure your heart would have been on the attack, after it was ripped from your chest." He grimaced at her.
"What do you know?"
"More than I want to most days." Sin frowned at the catch in her voice as she spoke. It was apparent that she was weary, no doubt of Artemis and her machinations. They were enough to wear down even the stoutest of immortals. And as much as he hated to admit it, she was probably right about him getting his ass kicked. He should have known better than to go up against Artemis without his full powers. It had been stupid, and he was lucky that Dolophonos hadn't torn his heart out. But he'd wanted his revenge, and nothing else, especially something as trivial as common sense, had mattered. Katra moved forward and ripped his shirt open to expose the jagged wounds in his chest from the dagger Artemis had repeatedly planted there. He started to shove Kat away, but before he could, she manifested a cool rag in her hand so that she could clean the wounds. Her kindness made no sense to him whatsoever, given her genetic makeup. Not to mention, he wasn't used to anyone helping him for any reason. Everyone he'd ever known had turned their backs on him and left him to suffer. People weren't kind, and he knew it, not unless the act of kindness could benefit them in some way.
"Why are you helping me?"
She gave him a withering glare. "Who said I'm helping you?" He arched a brow at her as he looked pointedly at her hand that was wiping away his blood. She cleared her throat before she answered. "I don't like to see people get screwed over, okay?"
"And why don't I believe that?" "Oh, wait, I know. Because you're the daughter of the biggest bitch who has ever lived, one who makes her entire life an event of screwing over anyone she comes into contact with."
"Would you stop saying that?" Kat said from between clenched teeth.
Like that would ever stop him. "She is a bitch."
"Not that. The other part. And actually, you better stop saying both, or I'm going to tend this wound with a salt poultice."
"Why? Aren't you proud of Mommy Dearest?"
Kat's green eyes met his, and they were smoldering. "I love my mother with everything inside me, and I would kill or die to protect her. That's why you need to stop talking like that about her, because I will kill you."